What's sure to be one of the more controversial measures would hold manufacturers, owners, and sellers of assault weapons 100% liable for any crimes committed with the gun. Democratic Senate President John Morris of Colorado Springs is still working on specifics before he introduces a bill, but he says it will send a strong message.
The effect is that everyone in the chain will be responsible for the actions of that gun. They'll no longer be permitted to shift one penny of the responsibility to families, to hospitals, to the taxpayers, or anyone else.
Democratic leaders are also pushing for universal background checks on all gun purchases and a ban on high-capacity magazine clips. Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora will sponsor both of those measures. She calls high-capacity clips weapons of war that don't belong on the streets.
What we're talking about today will be a fight. It will be an uphill challenge. But I believe in my heart that it is a fight that we can and we will win. And I pledge to the family members that are behind me that I will not rest until this is done. Because I'm here to tell you now that enough is enough and the time is now.
Republican lawmakers are already denouncing the proposals.
I think they're going to railroad these bills right through the state of Colorado.
That's Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Wray. He calls it an extreme anti-gun agenda. Brophy also says it's unfair to hold manufacturers and sellers liable for crimes committed with assault weapons.
It's like holding Coors responsible for drunk driving. And not only are we going to hold Coors responsible for drunk driving, we're going to hold the distributing company responsible and the liquor store from which the beer was stolen.
Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, a statewide gun rights advocacy group, says it's already working on defeating the package of bills. Executive Director Dudley Brown says short of removing all guns from the country, none of the proposals will stop mass shootings. He says the only solution is to arm more responsible people with guns.
The theater in Aurora should have allowed people to carry concealed handguns into that theater, and so they wouldn't have been defenseless.
But state Democrats have already struck down Republican proposals to allow for more concealed weapons, for instance, in schools. Still, Brown says if Democrats stake the next election on the gun issue, they're going to pay a high price.
We're going to go in their districts and tell gun owners, this is what politicians are doing to your Second Amendment rights. At some point, the weak knees are going to start knocking together in the legislature, and we're calling their bluff.
While Democrats have a majority in both legislative chambers, it's not clear how unified they'll be on all the measures. The governor stopped short of an endorsement. His office says Hickenlooper supports universal background checks and is open to a discussion about magazine limits. His office called the liability proposal creative and says the governor will carefully review it. Colorado is one of a number of states looking at strengthening gun laws in the wake of the recent mass shootings, and several victims were on hand to support the Democratic proposals. The package of bills is expected to be introduced shortly. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.